This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Protesters rallied against vaccination mandates for Los Angeles city and county workers in a downtown park Monday. They called it a march for freedom. Meanwhile, anybody entering many of the businesses in Los Angeles, restaurants, hair salons, shopping malls, now has to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. That's one of the country's strictest COVID-fighting measures. The AP's Sagar Magani says U.S. borders are open again now to foreign travelers after the pandemic-related shutdown.
From Frankfurt, where Stella Godwin was waiting for a flight to New York.
I am so excited.
To San Francisco.
Fantastic.
Australian Nick Lincoln and other travelers reveled in again visiting the U.S. For him, it's business. But in Newark, New Jersey,
I'm on cloud nine, I can sing.
Jolly Dove flew from India to see her boyfriend for the first time in months, while in San Diego, Octavio Alvarez came from Mexico to visit his mother-in-law for the first time in 2 years.
Houston's police chief says he met with rapper Travis Scott about safety concerns before the music festival that turned deadly. He didn't reveal exactly what concerned him. Eight people died when a crush of fans pressed forward after Scott took the stage on Friday. Attorney Tony Busby represents the family of victim Axel Costa.
No regard was given to the safety of these young people at the concert, that there was no emergency response mechanism in place to help those who were in an extremist situation. There was not enough medical personnel, enough security personnel. And there were more people there than should have been there.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near Pensacola, Florida. They were on board the International Space Station for 200 days. The Dow gained 104 points yesterday. This is AP News. The lone survivor testified in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Gage Grosskreutz is a volunteer medic and a protester in Kenosha. He testified he saw Rittenhouse kill a man just feet away, the second person killed in a night of protest last year. He approached Rittenhouse, pointing a gun.
What was going through your mind at this particular moment? That I was going to die.
Grosskreutz was shot in the arm. He later testified he unintentionally pointed the gun at Rittenhouse. But under cross-examination,
you began chasing or running after a man who was running away from you, correct?
That is correct.
Prosecutors say Rittenhouse was the instigator of the violence. His lawyers argue he acted in self-defense. Tape from Court TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man died in Kansas when an RV he was working on rolled onto him. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.